wishes, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Jeppa.
I'm Katie Norgren. With us is someone who made her escape from America just hours ago. It is the wonderful Marta Wesselhoff.
Thank you for having me here. It's so great to finally be in a country where I feel free again.
You have, are you a landed immigrant here, or?
I'm a permanent resident.
A permanent resident.
Yeah, merci beaucoup.
And you're an American citizen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
But you spend the weekend in Seattle, you're saying?
Yeah, just a night, yeah.
Delicious cocktails and delicious foods.
Mm-hmm. In the Duke Ellington Orchestra, was it?
Yeah. Ooh,
wait,
yeah.
What?
I went to see the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah. It was great.
I really would have thought you'd be down for, like, a comedy event or something like that.
I would have, yeah. Well, my partner is really good friends, and I'm friends with as well.
With Duke Wellington?
No, but his grandson.
Duke Wellington is a ghost.
Yeah. He is a ghost. But my partner went to film school with his grandson, and they're still friends, and he let us crash at their place, or at his place, and got us tickets to the show.
That's really
fun. Yeah, it was so fun. It was great. Got to meet the band.
Good as hell.
Is it like, big band kind
of
stuff?
Yeah, it was all big band. It was so good. A lot of the band members have been in it since, like, the 80s, so it was just all these old dudes with, like, weird necklaces that they're wearing with their tuxedos, just like, oh, hello.
That's as they all said.
I don't know why I said that in a ghost voice. Hello!
Do you know our ghost friend, too? Wait, what is that? Is it...
Big Mouth.
Yeah, Big Mouth, the ghost of... Is it Duke Ellington?
Yeah, it's Duke Ellington.
I didn't even realize I was making a Big Mouth reference.
Yeah, I didn't either.
We asked him if he had seen Big Mouth, and we were like, you have to watch it. And he's like, no, I haven't yet. And then he watched it and was just like, this is the greatest thing ever that I can't even complain about, like, image rights. Also, it's parody, so I can't sue anyone. But he loved it.
It's really, is it Jordan Peele plays the voice ghost. Of Duke Ellington, and it's just the horniest ghost?
Yeah, just a real horny ghost.
It's a horny ghost.
Yeah.
Trying to help kids going through puberty in very inappropriate ways.
Sounds about right.
In the realm of horny ghosts.
It's called heaven.
I'm trying to think of, like, how can I make Gabor Mate's name be, like, a sex pun?
Grabor Mate.
In the realm of horny ghosts.
Gabor Mate.
Grabor Mate. In the realm of
Grab more meat.
Grab more meat. Grab more meat, in the realm of horny ghosts. Oh, I'm so sorry. Your work is very important. Ours, not so much. Yours, maybe.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
How was your week, Katie?
Me? My week was fine, I think. I did Foxhole on Wednesday. It was a totally packed house. It was a really, really fun show. And it always is. It's always a really good time there. Love Jackie Hoffert and the room that she runs at the Fox Theater, or Cabaret, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. It is a cabaret.
It is a cabaret.
Life is a cabaret.
Old chum.
Mon frere.
Mon hair. Mine hair.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm bad at languages.
Mine hair,
yeah. I was just listening to that soundtrack yesterday because I forgot that, you know, Spotify has all of the musical soundtracks on it.
Mm-hmm. Musicals, there's some kind of a zeitgeisty resurgence happening. Like, and I don't know if it's because of the NBC, like, live musicals coming up, or because
Hamilton did it,
kind of started it, and then all of us, like, musical theater nerds are just like, oh, right, I remember that, I used to love this,
it's
so safe
much again.
And then you go back and it's like, fucking Jesus Christ Superstar was on NBC with John Legend.
Oh yeah.
And I watched, like, all the videos that I could find on Twitter, basically. Give it to me.
I will.
Oh, yeah. My God. Because I wanted to see the opening number with Judas, because that's one that we did
Judas. That's not in it.
No, it's the Heaven on Our Minds that we did for New Year's. So I want to see what he did, because the Judas was very good, and his costume was, like, just, like, silver chainmail and, like, tight pants.
Because he's bad.
Because he's 30 pieces of silver, baby. That's what his shirt was made out of.
30 pieces of silver. It's like, hey, Jesus, I betrayed you, but check it out. Ching, 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 ching.
It would have been better if it was sequins, but only 30 sequins.
30 pieces of sequins.
Of silver sequins.
But I, like, I was watching all the videos. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know every single one of these songs. I forgot all the Lloyd Webbers, like...
I know nothing.
It's all just stuck in the back of my brain, and I'm really excited that it's all starting to come out. So, like, yeah, yesterday I was jamming with friends and we're just like, so what other stuff from musicals can we cover now?
I was listening to the Joseph soundtrack because that was, like, the first musical I ever went to when I was 7, and holy fuck, it still bangs. It's still, like, it's the dumbest.
Yeah.
maybe the dumbest of all of the Android. No, there's also Cats and Starlight Express.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it's pretty dumb. Like, it's for kids in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
But the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba is so, like, fucking epic.
Yeah, and, like, Elvis Farrow is very fun.
Elvis Farrow is very good. Hate the rap that the brothers do.
I forgot that there's a rap in it.
Yeah, it's that kind of like, rap.
Andrew Lloyd Webber asked someone that he knows what rap is, but everyone that he knows is also like some sort of aristocrat, so they just pieced it together.
Yeah. Everybody is just like Lord Ellesmere Von Catterwall.
Lord Ellesmere Fudd.
I feel like Paul F. Tompkins, like Andrew Lloyd Webber doing a rap battle that I've heard before, like on Comedy Bang Bang or something, is like, super accurate.
Yeah.
It must be.
Yeah. Well, how do, it's like,
I'm Lloyd Webber and I'm here to say.
It's fun to rap in a musical way.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably a direct quote that we just did from Comedy Bang Bang.
It's just like, the song is like, I think it's just called Poor, Poor Joseph. Because, oh, poor Joseph, what you gonna do? Things look bad for you. But the brothers are like, let us leave him here all alone, and he's bound to die. It's just so stupid.
For the listener, Katie is doing folded wrap arms.
I did a folded wrap arms. Cool. Like, yeah, like I'm a white person in an educational video in 1993.
About not doing drugs.
About not doing drugs and giving out hugs.
Oh, I never had the hugs part. It was only the drugs.
Oh, yeah,
part.
Yeah. Well, they would do that unit back to back with the My Body's Nobody's Body But Mine, the care kit. You were not here for that because you were American.
No, I was not here for that.
But, yeah, they would do that back to back with Dare. So it was like, no drugs, but also no lingering hugs.
I mean, these are really good lessons that I feel like a lot of people have lost the message about the My Body's Nobody's Body But Mine, kind of.
Yeah. And then we had a puppet teach us that. It was very important. It was called the care kit.
Oh.
Yeah. And every classroom got one. It was just like a cardboard box you would open up and there would be a puppet inside and all kinds of materials. And yeah, it was, and the song was My Body's Nobody's Body But Mine. You run your own body, let me run mine. And of course, little children would make up different lyrics to it to be disgusting and horrible.
We just had like a storybook about a caterpillar who did cocaine.
Wow, was that like the very hungry caterpillar?
It was close. He did like cocaine leaves, I guess. And then he went into his cocoon and came out as a butterfly, and one of his wings was really tiny. And that was the lesson.
Oh,
is that
no, that it's like you're going to get
physically deformed if you do cocaine.
That's very bad.
God
and
will
not
punish
true.
You with a deformation.
Like, to this day, I've never wanted to do cocaine because that scared me. So I was like, what if my arm shrinks? Like,
man.
Not that there's anything wrong with having one small arm.
Yeah.
it's fine if that's your life. Great.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, I'm going to turn out like this butterfly.
So there's another super Canadian PSA called, I think we called it Astar, you know?
Oh, the robot?
Astar, yeah. She like does all of these kick flips and shit through a bunch of machinery and then like a laser shears off her arm. She goes, I'm Astar. I can put my arm back on. You can't. Play safe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was honestly something that terrified me as a child. I would have like night terrors about
Canada
Astar.
Canada had terrifying PSAs.
Oh yeah.
Like, don't you put it in your mouth, I learned about.
Don't
when
you
I moved
put
up.
It in your mouth.
Yikes.
Still, you ask someone you love. Yeah, I remember all of these.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Gert, and this is my brother Bert, and we're here to help you stay alert and stay safe.
Oh my god, you just, oh, that gave me like a weird body feeling.
That was pitch perfect, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It was pretty good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Just got that memory.
But, like, what a bad campaign with, like, the arm shrinking thing or whatever, where it's, like, one of your friends does cocaine and it doesn't happen to them, and you're like, great, I guess everything was a lie, so I'll just do all the drugs.
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing that will happen to me is physical and visible on my body. So.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't happen, then I'm good. I don't have the cocaine problem.
Yeah,
cocaine
exactly.
Gene.
And then they have no tools to, like, have a responsible balance of your recreational drugs. Like,
just teach people what really happens when you do cocaine is you get really annoying and nobody likes you.
Yeah.
And you get nosebleeds. Yeah. And
you
nobody
talk
likes
way
you.
Too close to
Billy,
everyone.
Billy, you know how you don't really like Uncle Greg when he comes over for New Year's?
He's just a little too intense.
Don't be like Uncle Greg.
Cocaine.
That's cocaine.
That's cocaine, baby. That's Uncle
that's
Greg.
That's cocaine for
you. That's just cocaine for you. You put it on your gums, and boy, howdy, you're in for a good time. No, toothache for days. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of old-timey drug documentaries.
Ooh.
You know, the, you have ghosts in your blood, you should do cocaine about it adage.
What?
Oh. You've never seen that?
No.
Like, oh, being a doctor in the olden times would be sweet. You got ghosts in your blood, you should probably do cocaine about it. It's a tweet. I don't know who did it, but.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
But yeah, so I've been watching a lot of things on patent medicine history and just how much cocaine and heroin used to be in things in the Wild Wild West.
So much. So much.
When I was rolling to the Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild.
Wiki Wild Wild West. Jim West. Doing cocaine. It's in my cough syrup. I'll probably die at 40.
Yeah. Like, laudanum was just everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It was all about laudanum. All about laudanum. Mm-hmm. I'm sad we missed that a little bit.
Missed the laudanum craze?
Just, yeah, I mean, I look really good in flowing gowns and when I'm just sort of, like, draped on furniture, you know?
Well, you know
it's
what?
A good look for me.
You don't have to stop. Guess what I brought to the podcast?
It's just, like, old-timey laudanum
it's
bottles.
It's a bunch of laudanum and a chaise lounge.
That's amazing. How did you fit that all in your satchel?
I'm Mary Poppins, also.
Also, I'm Mary Poppins. By the way, like, Mary Poppins loves cocaine.
More like Mary Poppers, am I right?
You're right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
So my week was good.
Good.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week was good, so I got to go over to Victoria for work, which is always a bit of a treat. So I get to, you know, sleep in a hotel. It's like, it's an intense sort of 12 to 14 hour work days, but it's that thing where you're just there for work, and then you go to a hotel, and then you don't have to clean, you don't have to talk to anyone that you don't want to, you don't have to, like, do any other of the many house projects that I've been putting off, so it actually feels still like a vacation, even though when it's, like, a work time. But I actually had, like, so much fun. I forgot about how close, like, the wild, beautiful ocean is to Victoria, because I'm used to just seeing the Inner Harbor, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, you just walk, like, 15 minutes to Dallas Road, and it's just open ocean, and then it's, like, across there, it's like, oh, that's the United States. And, you know, it smelled great.
America.
And America. I can see America from my
hotel.
Oh, yeah, from my porch. But, yeah, it was just, like, it was so beautiful, so I just, like, walked by the sea and, like, went and put my hands in the ocean and was being all, like, spiritual. It was pretty good.
A real-life sea hag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Finally.
It wasn't an accident we came up with this name.
Yeah. I didn't follow up from, like, I didn't actually wind up going to that, like, witch camp workshop thing that I was supposed to go to. I, like, had, you know, I booked myself to go to this workshop where we were going to talk about, like, reclaiming witchcraft and paganism and element stuff, and I just, like, on the day I was supposed to go, I just had this, like, panic attack where it was just, like, you cannot go to this. Like, this has only happened to me one other time when I should... It's like, don't join that steampunk band. And so then I didn't...
God, I remember that.
Yeah. Literally my body wouldn't let me leave my house when I was going to go to the first rehearsal of the steampunk band. And it turned out that it was a horrible choice anyway. So I'm like, thank you. Whatever intuition was, like, making me... But I had the same feeling for going to this, like, witchcraft workshop, and I'm like, that's weird, because it seems like I'd be so fucking all about it.
Yeah, and there was definitely no reports from the postcards from the edge or anything about it being, like, a scary bad thing.
Yeah, no, but it's friends of mine and stuff like that, but I was just really, like, I had a severe physical reaction, so I'm like, whatever this is all about, I will listen to it and not go, and the organizer was very like, of course, listen to your intuition, like, whatever.
That's what,
like,
this is all about.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. But when I was, like, by the ocean, I was like, oh, this is my spirituality, by myself, in, like, nature, by, like, the water, basically, and just, like, sitting and just, like, singing a song by the ocean, splashing in the water, like, so, I don't know, I feel okay about that choice.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the steampunk band going to be called?
Corset.
Yep. Yeah, the tracks.
Story checks out.
Yeah. What if your body didn't want you to go because it knew that you would get to the witchcraft camp, and they were like, we have a special musical guest, ladies and gentlemen. Corset. And then the curtain opens, and then it's just a bunch of steam-powered guitars. I assume every instrument was also steam-powered. And, like, tooting.
It was all acoustic instruments, but amplified by, like, I don't know.
Steam.
Just, like, steam. You know, people decorating their fucking amps with cogs and stuff like that.
That's enough steampunk.
That's enough. Is that what we talked about?
Yeah, shout out to your first episode.
My first episode. It was called That's Enough Steampunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is enough steampunk. Yeah.
It all comes full circle, but
just turns out that we like to talk about steampunk when it's just the three of us.
Yeah. But anyway, I had a very nice time in Victoria. It was lovely.
Which is the steampunk city, you might say.
Is it
named after the steampunk queen? Queen Victoria.
True enough, I guess.
The queen that invented steampunk.
Yeah, she was so into steampunk.
Like, ew, we are not amused, but we are working on this dirigible.
She used, going back to Wild Wild West, she used the thing that Lovelace used to walk around, that, like, spider steampunk body. That was how Queen Victoria got around.
I really like that you remember the name of the guy.
It's because in the song they say the word Lovelace.
I'm just picturing Queen Victoria with her, like, you know, her voluptuous body and her giant dress, and then it's just like skitter, 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 skitter underneath the dress. Someone needs to make that
as a little
animation, just steampunk Queen Victoria.
I love that.
It's kind of like Ursula the Sea Witch in a way, but like steampunky.
I bet there's a steampunk Ursula the Sea Witch too.
Yeah.
Oh, there absolutely is.
I have no doubt.
And I know that for a fact because I did.
You drew it.
No, I
you cosplayed it.
I cosplayed steampunk Ariel, and somebody else was cosplaying steampunk Ursula.
What?
Yeah, this was either just before or just after my wedding. It was the woman who came through in the clutch for us and made Tessa's jacket for her after that nut bar fucked it up. It's lore on the show, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I paid a bunch of money to this totally untested person who was supposed to make us really weird, unique clothing, and then she just looked like shit. So we were like, okay, well, we're not taking this. We paid you already. Good night. So we had to have somebody make something in 3 weeks. And so she was like, well, you pay me money, but also you need to come model for me because you're the same size and shape as, at the time, as this woman named Fairleth Harvey. I don't know if you guys know who she is. She's one of the Geekenders.
Okay.
Anyway, so the burlesque, nerdlesque, if you will. I'm quite sure that I'm substantially bigger than her now, but at the time, we wore the same size. So I went as Bubblegum Princess, or Princess Bubblegum, PB, from Adventure Time, and then as Steampunk Ariel.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lady who played Steampunk Ursula, and she had a top hat, of course.
Of course. But was it, how big was the top hat? Was
not,
it tiny?
Not nearly as big as, no, it was a normal size top hat.
Oh, no. That's
not
steampunk. It's too big.
Yeah, I know. You need a tiny top hat on a little headband.
The tinier the top hat. I need a thimble with a washer around it. That's the size of top hat I need.
That's the size. That is the official size of a steampunk hat. If it covers your whole head, buddy, you ain't steampunk.
You are not steampunk.
Get the fuck out.
Tiny hats are nothing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I had, like, a good time. Got to reconnect with, like, some new team members that... I guess reconnect is not the right word. I got to connect with some new team members, and I feel...
Maybe you knew them in a past life.
I feel positive change on the wind in terms of all kinds of stuff that we're doing in the work. That was a toot.
That was a positive change on the wind.
Yeah, that means you're digesting properly and that your guts are getting healthy. How's your gut biome right now,
Oh,
Katie?
It's really good, actually. I bought really expensive probiotics 2 weeks ago, and my guts and my butts feel real good.
I've been doing the same probiotic thing.
Did you buy $30 for 30 pills?
I sure did.
Yeah. It's working good. My poop's great.
My flora. My gut flora.
My gut flora. My gut flora and my gut fauna.
Yeah, when I
shit... Your gut flora and your butt fauna.
When I shit, my toilet just looks like that up, like, on planet Earth when they, like, speed up plants growing. It just looks like that.
What?
Because the flora.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And also when I shit, David Attenborough is in my mouth. Cordyceps.
Cordyceps.
Exiting the water.
She's so... calm with my presence here. She is still able to shit, even though an 88-year-old man has locked eyes with her.
He stands in the bathtub and closes the curtain.
Oh, he's
fine.
And he just narrates and it kind of echoes in the
Because there's no acoustics, it's just a regular bathroom.
The urban female uses the squatty potty to approach the primitive abilities of pooping. I don't know, man. Dude. It's creepy that he lives there.
Why?
Because he's a sir. You think he'd have more money and could live somewhere other than your bathtub.
Families look different to everyone, baby.
The family can just be me, my boyfriend, and
David Attenborough living in my bathtub.
Narrating my poos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ever want to take a bath, he pulls out a bath bomb. I don't know where he got it. Maybe he made it.
He just keeps them in his fanny pack. He's like, here you go.
Yeah. He really likes making artisanal bathing products. It's really nice.
Checks out. Yeah. I don't know. That seems like a nice thing to do.
It's like David Attenborough gives everybody handmade bath bombs for Christmas. It's like, this will save the oceans somehow. Don't know how.
It's full of krill.
It's full of fish.
Plankton, yes.
It's full of krill, and it's repopulating the krill population.
I saw a really sweet video online that was like this extremely just, like, earnest, nice man who likes to kayak around in Howe Sound and, like, drop a camera in the water and kind of, like, film, and he narrates it, and I watched the whole thing, and I was just like, this guy is so earnest. He's like, the beautiful underwater ballet of Howe Sound. He, like, goes up to where there's, like, a big herring ball, like,
and so... And then he eats them. Because he's a whale the whole time.
He pulls out his man mask.
It's J27, it's Blackberry, get out of here, quick!
Blackfish do.
This time, like, he's pissed.
It seemed like he was kayaking, except he was just gliding.
Yes. He was doing rubbing on the gravel.
He, like, painted the bottom half of his body to look like a boat. And then put a mannequin on the top.
How did that orca get a YouTube account?
They're so smart.
Yeah, they have their own culture.
Yeah. He's got a YouTube Red account. He gets paid for it.
He gets paid for it. Yeah. He's, but it was a really controversial episode where he... Never mind. I don't know what I was going to make a Logan Paul joke.
He went to the suicide ocean.
He went to the suicide pole for it.
Yes. He went to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
And filmed a dead fish. And was like, whoa!
Whoa, this fish is dead from all the plastic! Crazy. Bro!
Now I'm gonna go play pranks on the locals, because it's fun.
We're doing improv on the podcast. How are you?
That was mostly just directly quoting Logan Paul, in fairness.
I never saw him, because his face frightens me.
I hate him, but I watched the video out of curiosity, and he straight up is just like, whoa, my mind is blown, there's a dead body over there.
Ew.
Why does he just look like 2007?
He's year a young 2007.
Man. Yeah, he's a child. Man. Yeah. But he looks like he's 2007, like he has that hair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, where it's just, like, a regular haircut that you just grew out for ages, then you wear, like a thick ball chain necklace, and
Skater Boy sums it up very well.
And a hat that says Von Dutch on it.
Yeah.
Does he actually wear a Von Dutch hat?
No, but he looks like a Von Dutch hat.
Oh, okay.
There was an article a couple years ago when Vine was still a thing, and it was all about, like, the reporter just followed him around in his house, and he lived in a building with a bunch of other Vine people, and it sounded insufferable. But some of the things he was saying, you'd be like, you know what, man, business is just, like, a business, and you gotta create content.
Wow.
Like, totally meaningless quotes.
That is so meaningless.
Yeah.
I do miss Vine, though, sometimes, just because of Demi, in particular.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Demi Adejuyibe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, because I can't pronounce his last name.
I love him. Electro Lemon.
Yeah. Well, yes, let me try it. Let's do it one more time.
Demi Adejuyibe.
Adejuyibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demi Adejuyibe.
Adejuyibe.
Yeah.
Cool.
But with like Adejuyibe. Yeah.
That's really cool. I actually did get that from Eliza Skinner's podcast because he was on there, and I was listening to that on the train from Scotland.
Oh.
Ooh, look at Katie. She went to the UK. Okay. Well, you're drinking an iron brew at the time.
Were you?
Yes.
Good.
Only diet, though, so it wasn't, like, actually the right stuff.
But regular iron brew tastes diet
It tastes very weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not quite bad. It's not anything enough to taste bad, but
it's good.
It's not good.
No. Caffeinated sugar beverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's orange.
But I love cola. Like, I love Coca-Cola so much, so it's, like, I get loving something
I did try the thing where they said iron brew is really good for a hangover. Checks out. But it's basically like having a coffee. It's the caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like and flat iron brew though. So it's like you have your iron brew and you like open it the night before and you leave it on your nightstand.
Oh, I'm gonna need this on the morrow.
This is what my little 22-year-old roommate said when I was there. It's just like, yeah, so like we're drinking heavily in the kitchen, playing cards and smoking cigarettes, which was super good for me. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, yeah, you should, like, open an iron brew, like, and just, it'll be flat tomorrow, so that's the first thing that you drink in the morning, and it'll help with your hangover. I'm like, okay, it was good. It worked.
My strategy this morning was to two-fist very creamy coffee with a kombucha ginger. Very good. Very good. So I actually feel much better now. Thank you. Chemicals.
Nice.
Yeah. Chemicals.
Yeah.
I had half a warm beer and then went for biscuits and gravy breakfast.
Did you go to
Biscuit Bitch?
Biscuit Bitch. In Seattle.
Biscuit Bitch.
They call you bitch at every turn, but it's in a very nice way. Like, hey, what can I get for you, bitch? Or I had a chip card. Okay, stick it in, bitch.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very pleasant.
I'm trying to remember the name of the big diner that I always try to hit out of town, because you can get like a 13-egg omelet or something like that. That's not what I order.
That
but
seems excessive.
Yeah, it's too far many too many eggs.
And I'm trying to remember what it is. It's definitely like a lady's name. Like, I can't remember, but it's like pretty famous. Damn it. That was not a good story. I told a bad story on this podcast, guys. No one's ever done that before. Oh, my God.
Is the owner just a hen?
Yeah.
And she's just got too much.
Yeah, she's like, you don't even... It's crazy.
Too many. There's more.
I have to put down a towel everywhere I go. Sorry, that was gross.
Put down a towel.
Well, like, put down a pillow to catch those eggs. Yeah, so yeah. Break.
Diner in Seattle.
Oh, no, you're Googling it to just totally many supplement this amazing eggs. Story. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Diner in Seattle. Many eggs. That's Beth's Cafe. Beth the chicken, she's just producing.
Oh Beth, I hear you clocking.
Beth, you ain't been fucking because those eggs aren't fertilized. Sorry, I know that's a Kiss song, but I would just ruin it. Or made it better.
No,
it
you made
Kiss.
It better. Yeah. You didn't ruin anything about the song Beth by Kiss.
Yeah, Beth's Cafe, an all-American diner. And I don't all even know if the food diner. Is good, but I just, like, was hanging out with one of my friends from X Forums. It was, The Drunken Monkey was his username. I went to visit him, and he took me for Beth's Cafe after getting me really stoned.
Nice.
This is pre-legal weed, too, so it was like, ooh.
Well, I have a surprise for you. I'm ripping off my fake mustache. I'm a cop.
Oh, you have to tell me if you're a cop.
I just did.
Oh,
you're under
no.
arrest for being too cool for smoking illegal weed.
Oh, man, when I went and saw, ideally friend of the podcast, I don't know if that's actually true, but Sophie Battle recording her album, I was sat next to a cop, a lady cop, and we had a little chat.
Did you get stopped by that lady cop in your automobile? Did she say get out and spread your legs and try to cop a feel? Was that cop all dressed in blue? Was she pretty blind?
Is this so psycho sexy?
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So psycho sexy, that is me. Anyway, no, that did not happen. But she was like, this is my night out or whatever. And she was like, I used to be a corrections officer. And I'm like, you're a cop now? Because you have to tell me if you're a cop. Here's the thing, guys, I had eaten a lot of reefer before this happened. So
you
I was
just
like,
ate
oh,
it, not
God.
Cooked in anything. You just ate the
Yeah,
dry.
I just like was ripping off these big fat nugs and just nom. Like it was just a Brussels sprout that I was chewing on. No, that would hurt your stomach really bad,
oh,
guys.
Oh, God, you get so sick.
You have to decarboxylate the weed before you consume it.
Has weed to be heat science. Activated.
Weed science. Plastic tubes and pots and pans. Vaporizers and... I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so there was a cop.
Yeah, did she catch on?
That was I was she, high? Yeah. Probably not. But I was also getting progressively drunker, so that helped. She's just like, oh, this person's acting like an idiot because she's drunk. True.
Yeah.
However.
But also.
She's drunk and she's passionate about the comedy of Sophie Buttle, which...
Well, for me, it was more of a matter of... You know what? It actually wasn't Sophie Buttle's album recording. It was Matt Bronger's show. I was wrong. Anyway, it was good.
I mix those two up all the time.
Yeah, they're exactly the same
so
person.
Similar.
They're both very nice. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like really on edge from the rest of the night, though, because I don't like cops. As a general rule, sorry to any cops that are listening.
Yeah, tell that to my face.
Because you're a cop?
Yeah.
Wait, did you pull off the not having a mustache to show that you have a mustache?
Yes, that's what I did. It's a cop mustache, though. It's really squared off.
Okay.
And bristly.
the old bush broom.
I have that haircut that just looks like it all sticks up straight.
Like,
it's like not quite
Bart
buzzed.
Was a fascist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Bart.
Just like Bart. You know what the weird thing was, though, is he looked just like Bart.
It's crazy because he looked exactly like Bart.
Just Matt Groening gives shows to McElroy Brothers.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go see the post-electric opera? Like the Bart... Mr. Burns, the post-electric opera.
What's this?
I don't know what this
is
at all.
Yeah, okay, so it's a play. So our friend Aaron saw it, and it's like a Simpsons-based, like, experimental theater thing that turns into a musical at the end. And the posters around are like a weird sketch of like Bart's head.
What?
Like apparently it's
Does
really
Haley
awesome.
Beamish know about this, I wonder?
Well, this is right in my alley.
We should try to figure out. Yeah, it's called Mr. Burns. I think it's at the Arts Club Theater or something like that.
Okay.
Fucking check it out. I would like to go see it. It got a rave review from my friend yesterday.
Just
so
like Bart.
You just like... shout that out in the middle of the theater. Oh my God, that guy looks just like Bart. Okay.
They're the Bartman now.
They are the Bartman now. Wait, what were we talking about before Bart?
Cops, baby.
Don't love them. Sorry to any cops besides you.
Thank you.
But you're not a cop.
Aren't I?
No.
I pulled off my mustache to reveal a non-mustache. You're right. I'm not a cop. It was a bit
Marta.
All along.
I'm writing the note now. Marta is not a cop.
Yeah. Now it's legal fact because it's written down.
Yeah.
So you are a sketch and improviser.
A sketch and improviser. Yes.
An improviser. Yes. And you released a very weird video.
I did.
Not too long ago.
I did.
Which was your dating video, I believe.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Did the character have a name?
Barbara.
Can we speak to Barbara?
Was it like a, for one of those old video, like?
Yeah, it was like a video dating ad for a creature person named Barbara who has been living in an underground society for thousands of years and has awoken and is going to bring her brethren to the earth and will repopulate with a human.
Oh, excellent.
So she's looking for a human mate.
Yeah, like a host kind of?
Yeah, like a male host.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what we all want, really. It's
a male host, Barbara. Yeah, so I'll stick that on the upload because it's very funny and it's very weird. And
Ronald Dario did all of the, he directed it and he edited it and he did an incredible job. He's so talented. So yeah, it was so fun.
Are these all, you're working all with members of Blind Tiger, or?
Not always. But generally.
Are you still in Proud of You?
Proud of You is on an indefinite hiatus right now. Okay. We all hate each other. We've been fighting a lot. We've been punching each other in the face.
Aww.
No. We're all still very good friends, but I think we all got really busy, and we all kind of want to do
doing something with multiple people is fucking impossible. It's hard. With if you get over 30, like, it's done.
Yeah, with six people, when, like, everyone has very diverse ways of working and diverse styles of comedy, which at first is, like, great, but after a while you're just like, okay, we need some, like, cohesiveness and, which is, it's fine. Like, we still all work together in smaller groups and, like, hang out and we're all still best buds.
I saw the meme where it was, like, for musicians, but it's totally for improvisers as well. It's like, what do we want to do? Like, improvise. Like, when do we want it? Like, Saturday, Monday, Friday. I can't do Saturday. Let's cancel.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's so hard to find time to get together.
When you're all just doing a school at the same time, like high school, everybody's just got the same commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, this is so easy.
Oh, and yeah.
Then not easy.
Then it's not.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, no, we all have lives, like... I've been trying to play music with folks, and it's basically an every 2 week thing, and it's a different kind of group of people every time, because it's like, well, you know, Tanya can't make it to this one, but, like, only Maggie and Aaron can come, so we'll work on some songs together, and it's like, only Allison and Tanya and Aaron can come, so then we'll do something else, and we'll figure out, so, you have to have, like, some fluidity. If you have to have all six people at the same time, that's really hard.
It's hard, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to get everyone in a room, but, you know, it's all right. We still work together. Smaller groups and slang. And
Barbara.
And Barbara is still around.
That's good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Getting her.
Alive.
Getting sperm so she can repopulate the earth.
She's ready.
She's got an ovipositor. It's good to go.
It's actually an external pod.
Okay.
That she has.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Multiple stomachs.
She looks a lot like you.
No, she's blonde, though.
That's true. She is blonde.
She's got a shitty blonde wig that maybe she borrowed from Raquel Belmonte. We don't know.
But, you know, she's just trying to, like, make her visage a little more inviting to the human species.
Michelle visage? I'm sorry. If we're making more Drag Race jokes, that's the only one I know.
Michelle visage. It is.
Visage.
Visage.
My friend, so I've seen Drag Race one time, and it was when I was in the UK, and it was because they have a regular Friday night Drag Race watching. I was like, I don't care for this show, so we're watching it.
Apparently it's gotten good again.
But it was a bad episode, they told me. So they're like, well, if that's the only one you ever watch, you're never going to watch anymore.
When were you in the UK again? It was
a few weeks ago.
Was it recently?
So it would have been All Stars 3, which was not...
It was. Everybody was wearing red for some reason.
Yeah,
it was like
All Stars.
Red and red, like a homonym challenge of
that
some kind.
All Stars 3. Season 10 is on now, and it's much better.
Okay, well, that's a relief. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, it was not to my taste, but, you know, whatever.
I love
watching people watch something that they love regardless.
Yes.
Unless it's sports. And it's a bunch of white dudes, then not so much. But if it's a bunch of gays watching sports, on the other hand, absolutely super into it.
That's called Queer Eye.
Yes.
It's gay sports.
That's also called the Olympics with skating.
Yeah. That too.
Looking
at pictures of Adam Rippon.
Yes.
His eyebrows are Slytherin.
So perfect. Oh my god, what he wore at the Oscars?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
his, like, harness
full
thing?
Bondage harness.
It was like,
tuxedo.
It was like the time that Alan Cumming wore a cock ring to an X-Men premiere and just tried to get people to touch his cock ring all night.
I would've.
100%. He was just like, just knock on it. I'm like, okay, knock, knock, knock.
We like use it like a knocker.
Just, you'd pick up his whole dick and balls to do that. It's he'd let you to be funny.
It's funny because his name has cum in it.
Yes.
You were saying, Katie, that it's like your ideal man type that you're attracted to at the moment is
could
like,
conceivably have played the MC in Cabaret.
Yeah.
Which is not my only type. I have all type, pretty mm-hmm. much, as long as not smelly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a very reliable trope for me. It'll be like, oh, are you wan and poetic?
Yeah.
Could you also be, you know, Lord Byron in mm-hmm. something, maybe? Let's go.
Yeah,
how frequently
Lord Byron
do you...
in a community theater production.
How about you pretend to die and I'll hold you like La Pieta, basically.
How frequently do you look wistfully out of an upper floor window?
A circular window as the light fades from the day. Yeah. That's my type.
When you open a double door balcony, do you open both doors at once?
And do you sigh dramatically?
I mean, Celine Dion does that, but I guess that's also kind of my type. So.
Yeah.
Like love it. That video is really cool as fuck. Yeah. Watch it back to back with I Would Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that because both of them are Steinman songs,
mm-hmm.
and both of them were filmed in the same mansion.
I thought you were going to say watch it backwards.
Yeah.
And which would have also been.
And then you find out that the OTP all along was Meatloaf and Celine Dion. And they are the head of the Illuminati and they made Beyonce.
This is, tracks.
No, none of that happened.
I was identifying that my ideal type is presumably an avatar of the god Pan. So it's like, I like furry, smelly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has goat.
Cloven hooved.
Yeah, cloven hooved horns. So she sent
a pipe.
Katie sent me a pic of Jemaine Clement with horns on and like a big furry coat. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
She's like, I was trying to go to bed. I'm like, yeah, well, now you'll got reason to go to bed, I guess. It was a very horny picture.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
But just, if you like,
thank you.
Basically a guy that wouldn't look out of sorts with a set of horns on, basically.
Okay.
Is
okay.
Like, I'm into that.
I don't even know what my type would be. I like all sorts of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it comes to women, I'm just like, are you cute and interesting?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Are you Janelle Monáe or Tessa Thompson?
Oh my god.
Get out of my dreams, get into my car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And please be wearing those vagina pants.
super
oh my god,
sweet
I love
pants.
It. Oh.
That's, we could just do a whole podcast about reacting to Janelle Monáe videos.
Okay, let's do it. Fuck, they're so good.
Let's just look at a picture of Janelle Monáe and react to that.
Yeah, I love that video because they are purposely trans inclusive.
Yeah.
Like some of the vagina pants ladies don't have vagina pants on, and they're still ladies, and then there's that, like, pink baseball bat thing mm-hmm. that goes on, and I'm just like, little dick.
Little lady mix.
Love it.
Oh, anyway, it's great.
So exciting.
I'm definitely going to cover that song because we played it last night and it was like, oh, it's perfectly in my vocal range. Aaron can already like harmonize with it. So we're going to cover that in my little lady band that I have right now.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I'm very excited.
And then I'm going to do Make Me Feel for our New Year's show.
Yes.
It's
so good.
That music video.
I don't deserve to cover that song, but I'm going to do it.
I've never felt more like seen than that music video.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Running between two
yes.
people like, ugh. I just
like,
did a success
minus.
Thing, and it looked like I was.
But then they all
kind of
dance. They all dance together in a sandwich, and that's like, yay!
Oh, it's perfect.
That is,
it's perfect.
The dream.
Yeah,
it's you wouldn't cover Janelle Monáe in public necessarily,
no.
like out at a show. But if it's for our New Year's party, I think it's a little bit more.
And I'll preface it by saying, like, yeah, this is definitely belongs to a people or an individual who is more funky than myself, which is almost every person of color forever, if not all of them, plus many white people. But as a bisexual, as an explicitly bisexual person, I feel like I own 1/8 of that
Absolutely.
Song's ability to be performed.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that's enough.
Yeah.
It's on my playlist of songs that make me feel, more bisexual than I normally do. Cause I'm in a relationship with a cisgendered man.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, this is on my
Can't
playlist. The playlist is called, it's on Spotify playlist, and it's called, They're Gays, Deborah.
They're Gays, Deborah.
I don't know why.
They're,
I just thought it
they're,
was very
they're
fun.
They're lesbians, Harold.
Yeah.
Harold, they're lesbians. They're Gays. Deborah, did you say?
Deborah.
You just love Barbara and Deborah.
I love,
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Rah, rah, rah. I love, like, 90s secretary names.
So you like the AT and Love stuff from Kids in the Hall quite a bit?
Yeah,
like Kathy,
yeah.
Kathy and Tanya the Temp?
Yeah. I had a coworker who sits next to me once inexplicably accidentally called me Karen. We don't work with a Karen. He's like, Karen, why did I just call you Karen? So I just turned to him and said, yes, Barbara. And then we've ever since just been calling each other fun secretary names. Nice. It's
what,
a delight.
What other good, like, what other good names? So we've got, like, Barbara, Karen, Deb, Kathy, Deb, Kathy, Deborah.
Brenda. I know so many Debs right now.
My mom's a Brenda.
I know so many Debs right now.
How many Debs? These are the Debs I know. I know, like, these are the Debs I know.
I know I can at least count seven Debs.
That's a lot of Debs.
Like.
Debutantes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh my god, a debutante ball where everyone's named Deb. Everyone's
named Deb!
Isn't that a bit from Hot American Summer? It's like, what about Debbie G? Nah, she's got mono. What about Debbie S?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Debbie? What about Debbie? Ooh, yeah, she's down to French.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Are you down to French, Chris?
I mean, always.
Are you DTF?
Down to French.
Down to French?
Deb to French.
Deb to French.
Looking for I'm looking for a DDF Deb to French.
I didn't just come here to French. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
No, because I only came here to French.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who does that song. I didn't just come here to dance.
I didn't just come here to dance. Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Of course, it's Carly Rae Jepsen. Doi, 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 doi,
doi. Doi,
doi. Doi, doi.
Should we take a very quick break?
I think so.
So we're back.
But is it the first time?
Maybe not.
Maybe we were back in a past life.
We've been back here before. Mm-hmm. 6 times.
We never left, Katie.
We have to go back. Kate, we have to go back.
To the podcast. We have to go back to the podcast. Oh, here we are.
Fall in love with each other's moms. Or something. With Barbara and good luck. Deborah.
And Annie.
Annie.
Annie Wasselhoff. That's my mom.
Oh.
Shout out to my mom. What's up, mom? If you want to talk about powerful Vine users, my mother.
Did she Vine?
Powerful Vine user.
Oh, my God.
How? Yeah. Tell me.
She got, I don't even know how she found out about it. She got a Vine. She was incredible at it. Just made a lot of weird Vines of her, like, yelling and doing bits with my dad.
This is incredible. Are they archived anywhere? Like,
I think they're still online somewhere. I'll try to find it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she was a pro. She still is a pro. She's just, well, Vine doesn't exist anymore. She doesn't.
My mom still exists.
She can't figure out Instagram stories because I told her that's what her next move should be. But,
mm-hmm. But it's not the same. Like, no. Having the 6 second thing was just, mm-hmm. like, so perfect.
And now that it's not available to me, I think of great ideas for Vines every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
God, I miss it.
You could still, I guess, make your own videos, but who has that kind of time?
Who cares? Is the big problem, I think.
You
we
can
have.
Get an export of your Vines. You can download them.
I didn't make any.
No,
was
I made
the problem.
I was active. I was an active Vine user.
I like making.
I'm Logan Paul. Hello, nice to meet you.
Oh no, you.
Do you like my?
You took off your wig.
Do you like my swooping mushroom cut?
Oh, God.
It somehow looks like it's swooping in all one direction.
So extremely 2007.
One Direction.
There was a.
He was in One Direction too.
There's been somebody posted a video from Science World in like 2010 where Rick Mercer goes to visit Science World and Ivan Decker is one of the science like
there.
Administrators there or something. Mm-hmm. And
it's
he's
called a scientist.
No, I mean he's like a science coordinator. He's not a scientist.
He did science magic.
The man does not have a degree. Actually, I don't
Ivan
know
Decker
that to be true.
Ivan Decker is a scientist.
Ivan Decker is a scientist.
I'm saying, I'm putting it out in the universe.
But he has the most 2007 haircut in that video I have ever seen. Like, if we're talking about Logan Paul's 2007, it looks like if you cut away from Ivan in that video, it's like, if she moves it like this, will you move it like that? I'm like, no. Like, super emo music or whatever.
Oh, I
just
love
blasting.
That. I want to
yeah.
hear that.
But there is a really good timing in the video where, because Ivan's trying to make a plastic bottle explode in a garbage can,
mm-hmm.
and it just like doesn't happen, and Rick's like, should I go take a look at it? And Ivan goes, oh, I wouldn't do that, and then it blows up behind him. It's pretty good.
That's
terrible. I had Gavin Clarkson, friend of the podcast, at my house last week. I already mentioned this on last week's podcast because that was the next day, and his wife forbid us from talking about comedy. She's like, you have 1 more minute to finish talking about this, and then you can't talk about it anymore.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
She knew what the boundaries.
I was like, she knew what the boundaries, but also, this is my house. But I was
That's
also
fair.
Like, you're in charge. while you're under my roof, I live by your rules.
My roof, my rules. And my rules say, let's only talk about comedy. Yes.
But that's good. She must have to, yeah, like,
oh, of
put
course
that
she
down,
does.
Like,
she has to listen to it all the time, but, yeah. You know.
I try to be very careful when I have comedy friends over and Mike's there, because I don't want him to feel left out. So, you know, I try to change the subject, but it still happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, pretty much often your only, like, common topic, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's always, like, comedy gossip, and it's like, I don't want to do that. I do want to do that. But
I don't want people to see me
doing it. I want to do, like, nice comedy gossip, you know?
Yes.
I want to say, like...
This person is a joy to work with.
I mostly do the opposite of talking shit. And usually if I'm talking shit, it's just couched in, like, genuine concern. But only because we're all so mentally ill.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like, I'm worried about so-and-so. Like, she seems a little unhinged right now. But we're, like, also, like, did you call... Like, you should maybe call her and see if she's getting help and stuff like that.
Just add me next time, please. Just use my name.
Marta, this is an intervention. We invited you here on this podcast.
I think being very public about the stuff that I deal with is good, because then people can just message me and ask me about drugs and stuff. They're like, you started taking Wellbutrin. Like, how's that going for you on top of everything else? I was like, oh, pretty good. I'm hungrier and hornier. So, goods and bads. Yeah. You know, goods and bads.
It's a weird one, Wellbutrin. I'm on 300.
I'm on 150, but in addition to the citalopram that I already take.
I only do the Wellbutrin.
But getting that on top of it was like, don't feel nothing below the waist. And then I got it, and I was like, I want to kiss everybody I see.
With my downstairs mouth. I kiss everybody with my downstairs mouth.
You can tell me it's not the title, and it probably shouldn't be, but in my heart it truly is.
It is.
Kiss you with my downstairs mouth.
Hey, Mom, I was just on a podcast.
That's just like a terrible cover of Pink, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. That's the thesis statement of Janelle Monáe's Pink.
It's the second, the missing verse from The Way You Make Me Feel. Kiss me with your downstairs mouth. Because it works for everyone, of all genders.
Yeah.
Excuse me with your downstairs mouth.
Oh, man. I'm whatever just so excited that, like, Prince had, a hand in this new record. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From beyond the grave.
Yeah, and, like, you can hear it. And, like, yeah, hearing about, like...
There's clanking chains in the background of every song.
It's Prince.
It's Prince. Prince here. He's here.
Every time you feel horny, it's Prince's ghost coming through.
It's Prince's ghost walking over your grave.
No, it's Prince's ghost, like, tickling your nips or something like that.
Kissing you with his downstairs mouth.
He's got a purple ghost feather.
No, purple ghost feather. Oh,
ghosts have feathers, right?
Yes. All ghosts are angels, but not all angels are ghosts.
I was thinking, like, either birds...
Wait, no, all angels are ghosts, but not all ghosts are
there
angels.
There we go, that there makes more sense. Go. Prince would be a sexy angel.
That makes so much more sense, Katie.
No. No, not all angels are ghosts is pretty good.
Yeah, no. All angels are ghosts, not all ghosts are angels. Mm-hmm. That is the sensible, that's a sensible legal way of putting it.
It is legal. As a ghost lawyer, I agree.
Wait
not
a second.
Only am I a cop.
You take off one more mustache.
And it's got, it just says, I passed the ghost bar exam on my upper lip.
Oh my god, I like having improvisers on the show. They're so much funnier than regular comedians.
It's not the bar exam, it's the boo-ar exam.
I was trying to figure out how that could work.
The boo, like, exam.
The only university that I could think of that you did law is at BU. That doesn't really make
sense. BYU.
Yeah, Brigham Young. But then it's like a Mormon ghost.
Yeah, I'm wearing long underwear always.
Well, if you think about it, ghost sheet, drapey, like, it kind of works.
Yeah.
Yes,
we know.
Columbu,
Okay, what is the best ghost law school?
Boo-B-C.
Boo-B-C?
No, that sounds like Boo-B-C. Boo-B-C. Which is also great.
SF Boo does not have a law program, so it's not that.
No.
Yeah. Boo,
I guess
Vic.
You could basically just say Boo University. So.
That's true. Monster is Boo University.
Okay, it's done.
School.
No, it's done. It's done. Well, once you figured out anything could be Boo University, then that gets any law program. Ooh,
oh, if you work in the UK, you're a boo-rister.
Ah, you did it.
Yeah, you had to pass the Hellsats.
My ghost SCs. Okay, I don't actually know what the name of the tests are. GSCE, I think, is what they're called?
Yeah.
GSCE?
Thanks.
Your O levels?
O levels. Your O levels.
That's the horny ghost.
Bring it right back to Grabor Métis.
Grab more meat.
Grab more meat. Oh, God. Okay, is that it? Are we done?
No.
No?
No, we're just horned up now.
Oh, well, yeah. That's why I gotta get out of here and rub one out.
Cha-cha-cha.
Just kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
Just kidding.
My goodness. No, we have to do more time because I have to cut out so much of this.
Oh, shit. We have to cut out, like, 2 minutes. Come on. No, it's way more.
I'm being dramatic at you.
And that's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. So, anybody got any cool plans in the upcoming?
Oh, boy.
I mean, you already went to Duke
Ellington. I'm going to Chicago in May.
Ooh.
Real excited about
that. Windy City.
Yeah, I'm going to go on an H.H. Holmes murder tour.
Cool. Do you love murders?
I love murders.
Oh, women love murders.
Yeah.
I've been watching so much Forensic Files.
Oh, it's so good.
And Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh.
Yes.
And also other shows about that exact same stuff.
Really? You're getting into that, hey?
I don't mean to, but I'm just home alone a lot these days. And
so let's watch the thing.
You want to be more scared?
It would be super, super hard to murder me in my building.
That's fair.
Yeah. I shouldn't say what floor I am.
There's enough fobs.
Unless you're in from the inside, how much do you trust your rats?
A fair bit. Not if I die, though, because then they'll eat me.
Yeah, exactly.
But they'd feel pretty bad about it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway. She was so nice. She gave us those little treats that we liked so much.
If only
she were made of Cheerios instead of meat.
Wait, do rats eat Cheerios as treats?
Oh my God, it's so cute.
That's the cutest thing I've ever
heard. Oh, it's so cute. And sometimes the box says made for little hands.
they have little hands.
It's made for children, right? But like, they have little hands.
Rats are so cute.
Chris is not as into them, but yeah.
It's okay. I like They're yours precious. Now.
I got Gavin Clarkson, once we got a couple drinks into him, he was like, oh yeah, give me one of them little guys. And he's got a lot of corners and crannies and nooks. And so Freya took to him like a duck to,
person.
Like a duck to water. And he was so into it. He was like, as only Gavin can do with his 80 feet long limbs.
You know that I totally liked them once I got to play with them a little bit more. It's I just don't like them scrabbling around in a cage.
Scrabble.
Yeah.
They're hamburglars.
Yeah.
Rubble.
They are.
Like Queen Victoria with her creepy little spider legs.
She's
also a rat.
Tiny masks on them.
Oh, and give them tiny hamburgers.
And give them tiny hamburgers.
But make them steal them. Make them work for it.
Just like a little sack with instead of a dollar sign, it's got a hamburger.
Aww, that's a
but it's actually full of Cheerios because I'm not making tiny hamburgers from our sliders. Little sliders.
You just need like a crumb.
Just like a crumb.
A meat crumb in between two Cheerios.
Just a meat crumb.
A meat crumb.
It's one of those donut burgers, yeah. Right? Those look disgusting, by the way.
Wait, what?
Have you seen these? Like it's two Krispy Kreme donuts and then a patty in between them.
And then regular, like, hamburger toppings. Your lettuce, your tomato.
I'm like, it's weird enough.
My body is so confused because my brain says no, but I'm salivating.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Your brain says no, but your body says yes.
That's kind of how I feel about most things that I know are bad for me. Not to steal from your bit. But
men.
Hey-o.
You saw the fried chicken double down thing where they put the fucking two chicken and then the waffle in the middle
and
now?
Wait, there's a waffle in it?
Oh,
now?
Yeah.
They made a breakfast sandwich.
No, it's like, it's so.
It was already breakfast. Bacon is breakfast.
It's two pieces of chicken as the buns with a waffle in the middle with chipotle maple sauce.
That's just an inverted sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what a double down has always been.
No, because there wasn't ever a.
No, no.
There was never a bread product in the center, which is bacon.
You're right.
Yeah.
But now there's a bread in the center.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a reverse McGriddle.
Yeah. It is. It's an inverted McGriddle.
Essentially.
You're right.
But again, it's like my body just is so confused because I'm like, that sounds awful. I know it's going to make me feel really bad. My heart is going to hurt a lot eating that. But I'm like, but I want to.
As you're like justifying
I wanna
it, you've
taste
got it,
it
in your hand already.
I
want
to taste it so bad.
I've always wanted to try the double down.
Just a little taste. Just a little one. Ugh. I got off the bus at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, the one near Fraser and Broadway, the other day, and just got hit with the full scent of just, like,
fried bread and chicken meat.
But, like, it smells so good, and then a second later, it smells so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm glad my brain is finally getting trained to, like, identify the, like, badness underneath of just the, like, the pure, like, gross grease, whatever. But
and eventually one day your body will stop crying out for taquitos. But today is not that day.
No. When will that day be?
Because every time you're halfway through the first of two, you're like, oh, this was a bad idea. And then somehow they're both gone.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I mean, you did see me that day when I was
eating. I did. I was like, you don't even like this. You're like, nope.
As a teen, I used to get like.
No, I thought you meant like now, like just as a teen. As I want to just give you my input.
As a teen, my hat is backwards. I'm sitting backwards on my chair. I'm ready.
As a teen, AC Slater, who I am.
Yeah, what's up? Do you like my mullet? And also, I'm buff.
Hey, preppy.
How dare you? I was in the arts. when I was a teen, I would get like I would make my mom. I would ask my mom to buy those Costco size frozen taquitos as like an after school snack, and then I would use Rosie's lime cordial, which my mom used for margaritas, and I would put it on them with some sour cream as a topping.
Marta.
So it was like a sugar taquito.
What?
I am not
That's
a healthy
ingenious.
Person.
Anymore. I don't
put a lime juice. You're like, no, Rosie's
I wanted,
lime cordial.
I liked a little bit of like the sweet and salty. It was a drizzle. But I think not a healthy teen.
Or you know what would be so good though is just like put jalapeno jelly on there.
Oh.
As your salty, sweet, spicy green.
I have a bunch of strawberry jalapeno jam at home. I should have brought some to put on some taquitos.
totally have.
I keep them in my purse for emergencies.
I have a car. We're never farther away from taquitos than we think. Wait. All ghosts are angels.
And all angels are taquitos. All taquitos are ghosts.
You know that thing where it's like older men talk about how it's like, oh, I finally don't have as much of a sex drive as I did when I was a teenager.
Finally.
Finally, I'm free of like this monkey on my back. That's how I'm going to feel when I don't want taquitos every day.
You'll never stop being horny, though.
I fucking hope not.
But horny for taquitos.
Yeah.
So take your horniness from your cold, dead downstairs mouth.
You shut your downstairs mouth.
Oh, man. I don't feel like I'm, like, oppressively horny, though, where it's, like, it's the only
thing.
Well,
maybe not to you. Just kidding.
No. There's no...
Okay. I have, like, do you want me to open up the messages you sent me about Jermaine Clement?
Shut up! But listen, I'm not doing that at him.
There's
no need... Doing it at me!
There's no need to look a gift horse in the downstairs mouth.
It's fair, though, because we're both pretty equally thirsty for Jermaine Clement. Though my thirst for Taika Waititi is a little bit more... The only one who tops them all is Jeff Goldblum, but it's just because he's had longer time to, like, percolate
in my
cells.
He has had longer time,
But Taika Waititi is the hottest man on
Taika Waititi is...
He made, like, just a guttural noise.
It was a genuine noise. I turned into Jeff Goldblum. Oh boy, I have to take a drink because it's, oh my god, Taika Waititi, when he wears his like romper outfits, matching shorts
so
and shirts.
Cute. I want to carry him around in my arms.
He's precious and beautiful.
I have no idea how tall he is. No clue at all. I think he looks small, so I'll just like carry him around like a little baby.
Yeah.
Like La Pieta. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with that. I just want to like hold a wan man while he does, this is an audio medium. Look it up on Google Art or something.
Siri. Tell me about La Pieta. And then she'll bring up that version with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, probably.
Photographed
Instead
by
of
Sam
the
Taylor
one
Wood.
That's like, what is it? Bernini, I think, is the one that did the amazing sculpture of it. Probably. Fucking Bernini,
probably.
Man.
It's Bellini.
It's Bellini.
It's Paul, pronounced Bellini.
It's pronounced Paul Bellini, and he wears a very nice towel.
It's pronounced Bernie Sanders.
It's pronounced... Barbra Streisand.
I feel like I've just been left in the dust over here like 20 references ago.
Oh, we are just going down in a hole that neither of us knows where the bottom is.
Oh my goodness.
But we're determined to find it.
We're looking for the hell downstairs mouth. Like the hell mouth, but downstairs.
The hell pussy. Sorry, everybody.
I thought we were going to talk more about, like, Mabim Bam or some wholesome shit. It was just, this got, like, dark and terrible.
Nope. Yeah. We started talking about horniness and then Taika Waititi, and it was just, like, too much for
Unleashed.
Us.
Unleashed. Yeah.
It's springtime. The thirst is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very
The cherry
real.
Blossoms are blooming, and so am I. As a woman. I just hit puberty.
Ah, spring. When a young woman's downstairs mouth turns to fancy.
And then falls to the ground within a week.
It's
I mean, yeah, then, a week is about how long?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
The cherry blossom. Oh, yeah, I was thinking of magnolias. They're more like pussies.
All right, we're done.
Okay. Marta, do you have anything to promote?
Things. Oh, gosh. When is this coming out?
Monday.
Monday? Okay, cool.
You're going to an AA meeting?
AA.
The first step is to admit really you have a problem.
With Taika Waititi.
With Taika Waititi.
It's called Taika AA. No, that didn't work at all.
It's okay, you tried.
Oh, I'm so sorry. April 28th, I'm doing, Brett Skillen and I are doing a sketch that we wrote on Carmela's show at Little Mountain Gallery. Mm-hmm. I think it's $7, but don't quote me on that. If I'm wrong, please don't sue me. Yeah, Carmela's a very fun duo, and Brett and I are doing a real fun, weird sketch.
No fun.
You guys are the true duo.
The true duo.
The truo.
True. Everyone like else, I'm going to put this on the record. I won't work with anyone but Brett Skillen. That's not true.
But has Brett done the podcast?
No.
He should.
We should.
He's a delight.
Has Randy done the podcast?
No.
She should.
Yeah.
We got them both in one day, I bet.
It's just Randy's birthday.
Their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay. Again, that's like too much Vancouver comedy. Too much Vancouver comedy talk. For our friends listening all we're over the world, scheduling. like in Holland or in...
That's it.
Portland.
That's all.
Or...
This is the only one.
My parents will probably listen in Colorado. What's up, Wesselhoffs? How's it going? Shout out to my mom and dad for...
Being amazing at Vine.
For making
me. Great at Vine and for also making me.
That was good on them for that. Thanks. Thanks, Annie and other.
Happy almost 30th anniversary to making me, mom and dad. I guess, technically, yeah.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
July 28th,
oh, that's not soon enough for us to really get excited about promoting it.
I promote my birthday every day.
Mara's birthday. I want to promote a bunch of things, actually. I just booked a bunch of stuff suddenly after going like, I'm going to take a break. And people were like, do you want to do this? And I said, yes, because I didn't have to hustle for it.
Nice.
So I'm doing Joe Dvorak's Wednesday show, the weekly stories on the drive.
Ooh, you're going to do a storytelling thing?
I might just do comedy. I might do a story. I haven't decided yet. But I have to decide soon because it's on Wednesday. I don't want to say more important, but this is a big one that came up for me is... I've done the show Fine with a period once before. It's Cole Nowicki's show. It's a really cool mix of like comedy, storytelling, and poetry readings, which means I can't ever do my slam poem joke there because that's sort of just like...
They just want to hear the poem.
Yeah, just want to hear the poem. And so I got asked to headline the show because Darcy Michael pulled out.
Holy shit,
because he's going to be in LA. So Cole was like, you are funny and also pretty gay, so would you like to do this show? That's not what he said, but he said that he's seen me crush before, so...
That's
he wants me
nice.
To do the show, which I was like, great. I think it's a paid spot. So, yeah, that's going to be at the Lido, or Lido, if you prefer.
It's the Lido.
On April 23rd. No, and I don't think it costs any money, but it usually does end up being standing room only. Like, it's a pretty big, busy spot.
Nice.
And I really loved it last time, so I think that's going to be really good.
Congratulations being thought of in that kind of, it's like, ooh, Darcy Michael canceled. Who's next? Katie Nordgren.
I should not be, amazing. Steve Letts should be next in line for that if you need a sassy gay. But I'm sassy.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, half gay, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. And I'm a woman, so I have that going for me, too.
Yeah.
Usually against me, but when booking a comedy show, if you want to look woke, get a lady. Thanks, Cole, who is pretty woke.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. What about you, Chris? You doing anything that needs to be promoted?
Nope. Nothing.
If you see me in the street, throw a $5 bill at me, please.
Yeah, give me your money. I will be performing next week, but at a private party.
Wow.
So you can't come.
Yeah, it's our friend Tanya's birthday. We've rented... like a huge jam space that has like a full stage with sound system and like lights.
Cool.
And then the other side of the room also has like couches and hangouts. So there's going to be like food on one side and then we're going to all perform stuff and
that
then do a big
nice.
Jam. But like a fucking electric jam, like on the party stage.
Yeah.
So we're going to just play Rockstar because that's fun.
Do androids dream of electric jams?
Watch the movie Rockstar starring Mark Wahlberg.
And Jennifer Aniston's nipples in a tank top.
Yeah. Sold.
Yeah.
Fucking sold. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. See you guys next week.
Bye. Goodbye.
Last half of this podcast
which
here.
Is too zesty.
Well, you know what? Good, because I got some opinions about...